Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists. And I think that we are a country that people should follow the law. And what went up in Mesquite is not very good. I repeat, what went on up there is domestic tourism. Okay. Domestic terrorism, not tourism.
So there's Harry Reid calling the patriots who were fighting for the land out there on the Bundy Ranch as domestic terrorists. This is really nothing new under the sun in a way, because to the British, George Washington was nothing more than a domestic terrorist. And of course, Harry Reid has now taken the role of the British. I'm hearing feedback coming back, Eric. You're going to have to fix your studio. It's beyond belief that every day I have to go through this. Every day is the same thing, throwing me off. Let's start again. Shall I open my monologue again? Phone number is 855-400-7282. Now, I want to talk about the Harry Reid connection to the Bundy Ranch, because the whole world is talking about this, him calling them domestic terrorists. That's number one. I don't want to do it to the exclusion of all other stories, because there are many other stories, including what's happening in approximately 23 minutes, which is that a rocket from SpaceX will be launched to resupply cargo to the International Space Station. Many of you don't know that one of Obama's first acts was to eliminate manned flight to the space station. And that was part of his plan to deball our military. He destroyed NASA. He destroyed the military. He decapitated the leadership. And you sit there like a moron, not understanding why the country is now a toothless tiger. We are going to see a rocket, if the weather is good, and I'm not too far from that place right now, in Florida, from SpaceX Corporation, which was founded in 2002 by former PayPal entrepreneur and Tesla Motors CEO Elon Musk. Now, if you like electric cars that catch fire, you're going to love rockets sent by the same company. Humans that must go to the space station, who are American, now sit in the back of a Russian space bus at $80 million a seat. They don't sit in the front of the space bus. Obama put them in the back of the space bus, and he just sent Russia a check for something like $460 million in the midst of talking. Well, you know, talk is cheap, and as you well know, Obama's a real tough guy when it comes to the American people, but something else when it comes to the individuals in the world who may need some controlling. I want to go back to the rocketry, because it's the most important story you're going to hear. It's almost bigger than the ranch story. I told you yesterday that it's not about the cattle. It's not about the grazing rights. I told you it's what's in the ground. I don't need anyone calling me and telling me what I've been telling you for 3 days. Nobody else in radio, so far as I know, is talking about the rare earth minerals the way I have been for 3 days. So if you're going to call, don't tell me what you heard on my show as though you heard it somewhere else. Okay, if you got something new to add, fine. But don't tell me what I already told you. I want to talk about how Obama has single-handedly deballed the military, decapitated the leadership of the military in the way Stalin did, without firing a shot, and how he destroyed our space capacities while China is actively and busily building their capacity to launch rays from space against foreign enemies. I'm going to go back to page 274 of my seminal book called Trickle Up Poverty, which many of you bought. It was a bestseller. Unfortunately, most of the morons in America don't read books anymore. They're interested to see which slut slipped on a banana peel in Hollywood, which moron said what on a Kimmel show, which moron said what on a Balloon Man show. They have no idea that Obama is a space cadet who destroyed NASA. So let me read it to you, in case you missed it. We know Obama is taking apart America's military infrastructure, and yet this man, who has created nothing in his life except absolute chaos, anger, divisiveness, and fear, as well as a trillion-dollar deficit designed to break the backs of the middle class, can't restrain himself from destroying the centerpiece of American technology and accomplishment, the NASA space program. Now, I wrote this back 3 years ago. As you'll see, dark implications for America's national security interests are beneath this move, and a troubling money trail that the Savage spotlight will illuminate. You see, there's money connected to privatizing the exploration technologies to a private company. Why did he destroy NASA? Why did he do it? He goes to the mecca of space travel. He goes to Houston at the time. And with a placid smile on his deceitful face, he says he's about to tear apart the program. Why would Obama have destroyed NASA? Didn't we have the best aeronautical program in the world? Well, we did. Do I need to point out that it's one of the few government programs that gave direct benefit to the taxpayer? Thanks to NASA's research and development, we now have a list of inventions that enhance and protect our lives. Among them is the TV satellite dish, fail-safe flashlights with system redundancy, shock-absorbing helmets for sports and biking enthusiasts that use Tempur foam, first developed for aircraft seats, edible toothpaste, space pens that can be used to write upside down, cordless tools, originally developed to help Apollo astronauts drill for moon samples, smoke detectors, first used in the Skylab space station, and ear thermometers that don't use mercury, as well as joystick controllers created for the Apollo lunar rover. That's what NASA gave the world. So why did Obama, the space cadet, want to fix what wasn't broken? The answer will be disclosed on the Savage Nation. What you must understand is that Obama handed over $6 billion to private companies to do the job instead of NASA. Once again, it was a slush fund. I have the names. They're in my book, Trickle Up Poverty. It went, it flew, the book went and flew. The scandal is beyond comprehension. Any other president would have been impeached on the spot. But because everyone was afraid of the word racist, they let the man destroy NASA, just as they let the man destroy everything else that he touches. The phone number is 855-400-7282. If they launch the rocket today, weather permitting, and we have right now clear weather in Florida, it's been very stormy, blustery, cloudy, dark, gloomy, rainy, thunderstorm. But the fact of the matter is, now it's cleared up down here. I don't know whether it's going to happen at a space launch 30 miles north of Miami, I believe. I don't know exactly where it is. If they do launch, we're going to go and try to get the feed live. And we'll talk about what Obama did to NASA and who benefited from it. Another scandal that would have sank any other presidency on the spot. But I know you don't want to talk about that. Many of you don't want to focus on the moon. You want to focus on the earth, and I understand that. So let's go back to Harry Reid calling Bundy supporters domestic terrorists. As I said, I've been studying some battles of the American Revolutionary War, and not so surprisingly, the British, who were our occupiers, called George Washington and the American Patriots terrorists. He didn't quite use the word, they didn't use the phrase domestic terrorists, but they referred to any American who wanted them off this land as terrorists. What you don't know is the British burnt villages to the ground, raped women when they broke into villages, stole cattle, stole the food, burnt the ranches to the ground in the colonies. You have a nice, safe image of the British today of kind of friendly, hardy people with red cheeks and teeth that look like a combination of Ted Kennedy's and Frankenstein. But in those days, they were the most brutal soldiers on the planet. And brutalized the American patriot, they did. And today, ladies and gentlemen, if you think the BLM wouldn't do to the American rancher what the British did during the Revolutionary War, well, you know what? I hope to God you're right, because I don't think that they're too far away from it. They were ready to pull those triggers on the women in that line. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. It's the Savage Nation on Friday. We're talking about the launch of the rocket to resupply cargo to the ISS, the International Space Station. Never forget what I'm going to tell you again. We can no longer send men to the space station. Obama gutted. He deballed. He gutted the rocket program. He turned us into passengers on Russian space buses where the Americans sit at the back of the bus. They're sort of the Rosa Parks of space. And not only that are the Rosa Parks of the space shuttle, the Russians own it. They have to pay $80 million for the privilege of sitting in the back of the Russian bus. That's your president. That's Obama. That's what he's done. That's what he's doing, and he's only just started. He's a young man yet. If you'd like to talk about this, I'll take your calls. Let's begin in San Francisco. Mike on KSFO, what's on your mind, Mike? Go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael, you're doing a great job, eh? So, this BLM thing, it's just out of control here, what's going on. And you could be, there's so much going on right now, right? And I just wanted to let you know that Tom Likas is...
That was a setup call from some pervert. Did you hear me, Eric? Make sure pervert, a radio pervert, apparently, who's going to be on radio in the city, you try to get on the air. This is what happens. This is why a man like Obama could be president, is because we have drug addicts who swim in blood. WABC, let's try New York, see if we get a sane caller. Richard, welcome to the Savage Nation. Fire away.
Yes, I have a message from God. God gave it to me, and I thank God. I want to quote. I'll read it directly. It said, the crows will be beyond counting. They came from a love all
the
way.
Wait. The crows will be beyond counting? Where?
Oh, crows. It's God calling. In other words, the crows will be beyond
counting. Sir, please. You're on a national show. I know you think I'm your friend, and I wish I were, but I'm not. You're saying God spoke to you and told you that the crows will be beyond counting?
He was calling, and I actually wrote it down. It was in the phone.
What do you mean God was calling? How did he call you? Where?
Well, I'll show you how. He called in the early spring sun, the wimpoles, the daffodils, the dragon.
Right.
Spoke of a deep yearning for an
So what is the message from God about crows? I don't understand the reference to the news.
Well, the message that God is calling us in so many different ways, by his beauty, by nature, by the thunderstorm.
Right, but what does it have to do with the news? Anything to do with the news story about Harry Reid calling American patriots domestic terrorists?
Well, I guess what it is, I guess because it's Good Friday today, so I felt it would be appropriate.
All right, well, thank you very much. You see, I get the best. There's nothing like the best callers in America. And if God talks to you, you're not too far away from Jimmy Carter. You know, maybe that caller was able to see God without the snakes and without the strychnine. I don't know. Maybe he did it just on root beer and lox. I don't know what he did it on. Maybe he did it on matzah. Maybe he talked to God just on matzah and the braai. I don't know what he did. You know, people reach God in their own ways. I'm sure Harry Reid speaks to God. Where else does he get such inspiration and such inspirational messages than to call Americans domestic terrorists? Those words... Actually, called them domestic tourism. He bumbled and said what went on up there on the ranch was domestic tourism. Then he said, no, I mean domestic terrorism. Apparently, Nancy Pelosi gave him the script in the midst of washing the feet of the illegal aliens. I'll be right back. Hey. Well, we're back on the Savage Nation, We're about to see the SpaceX rocket launch. This is thanks to Obama.
Vehicles in auto idle.
Let's run the sound up. We're watching the launch live right now.
Vehicles
on
in startup. The flight computer has control of the vehicle.
Let's pray to God it goes up there. I mean, the private investors have to make their money back. Of course, they haven't made any money. I suppose they're getting government grants.
PC confirms flight computers in startup.
Using American technology that was paid for by you, the moron. Wonder how much of it goes back to the Democrat Party. You think any? You think any of the money that they get from the
flight pressure
to launch the rockets comes back into the pockets of those who launch the rockets? Or does the money that launches the rockets go into the pockets of the politicians? There we go. Oh, go up, baby. Go, go, go. Go, baby, go. Go, baby, go.
T-minus 20.
She's off the ground. She's straight and narrow.
T-minus 15.
She's up in the air.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7,
he's
six,
counting down already, seeing
five,
in the air. On a,
four,
that's without sound
three,
delay. He's already, the rocket's
two,
already in the air right now.
1, 0.
What we're witnessing now is a rocket.
It's lift off of the Falcon 9.
Sent up by SpaceX Rocket Company to resupply cargo
Falcon
to
9
the International Space Station because Obama killed NASA. And that's good. It's privatized. It's very good for conservatives, I would think. They must have loved this. I don't know how much Chinese money might be involved, how much technology is being shared with foreign investors, but you wouldn't know that that's happening. Why should you? As you well know, capitalism knows no borders. It's capitalism without borders. It's sort of like doctors without borders. They're very liberal in that regard. Capitalism has no borders. So therefore, as I'm sitting in this chair, I can guarantee you that China's fingerprints are on this rocket in one way or another, or they're sharing technology, and we don't know anything about it. What do you care? You'll wake up one day, it'll be 15,000 degrees over Los Angeles and rising. And before you go to heaven, you'll say, my God, how did this happen? That's nice. Okay, good. Well, let's hope it gets there and brings them all of the materials for the computer repair. I hope they send a good technician, better one than I have up here. Because the one I had couldn't fix the computer. I can't even do emails down here. But maybe the one that they're sending up to the space station can come over to my house and fix the computer. NBC team among 12 dead in Everest avalanche tragedy. Okay. Terrible. What else? What else is in the news? Oh, it's so bad. I don't know if I have the heart for it anymore. I really don't. I mean, it's so bad, the news. It's horrible. Captain first to flee sinking ferry. Vice principal found hanged. He was saved on the Korean ferry, hung himself. Well, at least they have honor in South Korea. The difference between South Korea and the Asian culture and the American culture is you can catch a government official lying, stealing, cheating, committing Harry Carey to the Constitution, and they only smirk at you. Touch me if you can, says Lois Lerner. Look what I got away with. I got a good lawyer. I got a better lawyer than those stupid right-wingers. So America's fabulous patriot, Barack Obama, killed NASA with the stroke of a pen. God only knows what he's going to kill next. And yet you morons who listen to my show to think that I'm the domestic terrorist don't understand that there may be a domestic terrorist in the White House. How could a man do this to NASA, decapitate the military, render us a toothless tiger, and get away with it other than the fact that the American people are about as dumb as they come? You remind me of the Uruguayan soccer fans that I used to laugh at when I was a child. The maniacs who would beat each other up in the stands over a soccer ball. We become sort of like a third world junk pile. Well, there is some pleasure in all of it. You see, over in New York, they elected a Sandinista-loving mayor, de Blasio. And now, guess what? He's not diverse enough for some activists. That's right. Although he appointed tremendous numbers of Latinos or Hispanics, whichever way you want to put it, the black activists are screaming bloody murder because they say de Blasio has not picked enough diversity. And they claim that by not doing so, Mayor de Blasio, who has made his biracial family a centerpiece of both his campaign and his administration, was displaying utter disdain toward the black community. So you see, on the left, you have to go and appease everybody. And so to them, there's not enough black people. And instead, they're even mad at the fact that the mayor appointed a Spanish-speaking schools chancellor, Carmen Farina, because they said, although she speaks Spanish, she's not really Latino because her parents emigrated to America from Spain. So you want to know how politically insane things can get? Try New York City politics. And now you understand why de Blasio is the mayor after Bloomberg, the moron, left. So after leaving New York City's mayorship, Bloomberg has nothing to do but to try and take away the Second Amendment. That's his goal. Maybe if he succeeds at that, he can take away the First Amendment and the Constitution and just put on a red coat. He can start posing as a Britisher after all of this. You know the old statement. I don't know if I can say it on the radio without losing my audience or getting in trouble for it, but there used to be a saying in New York that I heard when I was a kid. I don't say it applies to Bloomberg because he really doesn't have such an accent. But it used to be a funny statement. which was think Yiddish and dress British. Now, I know it doesn't apply to Bloomberg, but it was a joke that guys used to tell each other. But if Bloomberg keeps it up and he can take away the whole Constitution, he might put on a British outfit, a red coat, and a tri-part hat. You know, he would fit perfectly, a little Napoleon. Or you get Napoleon's old outfits in a rummage sale somewhere. He could start marching around like Napoleon. Anyway, the country is filled and riddled with such wonderful individuals. They have nothing to do with their money other than take away America's last vestiges of hope. All right, let's go to the callers. It's Open Mic to Mike Friday. We have no music, but we have Rock and Roll Friday without the rock, without the rock and roll. Because, look, I'm going through a transition that you can't believe. And only I could put up with this. Nobody on earth could do what I'm doing other than me. And that's because I'm so committed to you. Oh, by the way, listen. Yesterday's interview that I conducted with Lieutenant Michael Behenna touched so many people. I had emails from friends who told me they were so touched by my interview with Behenna and Behenna himself. And some of them don't have any money. They said to me if they had any money, they would have foregone a meal to send the money of, you know, I forget his website, but it's on my website right now. You can link up and give him something. You know, we're working on getting him a car. You know, I mean, it's heartbreaking, actually, to listen to the interview in many ways, to see what this government does to people. For some reason, I don't know why they picked on him and the other Marines, the other soldiers. Why? Why? Why did Bush do this to Behenna? Savage interviews Army Ranger Michael Behenna. It's the second story on michaelsavage.com. You can listen to the interview on my website. Click to listen. Click here to contribute to a fund set up for Michael Behenna, and it goes right to his website. I don't take any money off the top. I'm not the DNC or the RNC. I don't take any skim. I don't take any VIG off the top. It goes right to his site. No VIG for Savage. Actually, that might not be a bad movie. No VIG for Savage. I'll have to call up the Coen brothers. I mean, the ones who own the deli in the old neighborhood. I don't mean the ones who make those stupid movies. You see what's going on in Hollywood? The sewer pipe? The triple X director? Accused of treating a 15-year-old aspiring actor as a piece of meat. The boy says that they'd rape you by the side of a hot tub. You were a piece of meat, and if you didn't comply, they told him that you would get nowhere in Hollywood. Now, of course, we can't confirm that this is true. Could be the kid is a complete scam artist, of course. But it doesn't, you know, the fact of the matter is he had a creativity conference with Vice President Biden, the other genius that was just canceled. And the accuser is working on an expose of Hollywood's sordid underbelly. Now, I put it up on my website with my own little cute headline, which is The Sewer Pipe of Hollywood Exposed. And you'll see 300 men in a swimming pool naked. And what strikes me odd about that swimming pool, we're not implying anything tawdry went on in the pool. Yeah, you know, ordinary pools have 300 naked men in it. It's probably a healthy swim, some kind of a athletic thing, but 300 naked men in one of the director's pools. What's odd to me is the pool is red. The water looks red to me. Now, it could be my eyes. I am getting older. Now, if you think that's odd, I don't know what color the water is that Pelosi is drinking. There's a picture of her on Drudge Report of her washing the feet of illegal immigrants. Have you ever seen anything as insane in your entire life? One of the richest women in the world pretending that she's one of the people. The whole thing disgusts me. The hypocrisy is overwhelming. What is she washing the feet of an immigrant for? What did the immigrant do? She ought to wash the feet of the Americans who pay the cost of taking care of the immigrant. She ought to wash my feet for paying 65% of my income in taxes. She ought to wash my feet for paying for their education and medication. Not wash their feet. What the hell is wrong with this woman? What's wrong with the woman? She's a Democrat. That's all. No one tells her she does anything wrong. Oh, it's getting crazier by the day. And here we are on Friday. It's Good Friday. Good Friday to you. Good Friday to you. It's not a good Friday when you think about it. It's a bad Friday to Christians. Horrible things happen on Good Friday. Well, it's not a day of celebration. In fact, Catholic devotees in the northern Philippines are nailed to wooden crosses in a reenactment of Jesus Christ's crucifixion on Good Friday. Sort of along the line of what Harry Reid would like to do to every patriot in America. He'd like to have the Appian Way running from the Bundy Ranch, let's say, to Houston. And everyone on the Bundy Ranch has showed up to... Are they really doing this? They really put I don't believe it. There's a video of it. They don't put them in their hands. No, they can't. No, they tied them to the cross. 2-inch nails hammered through their hands and feet? What? After the crucifixion, they're taking off the crosses to receive medical attention. This is psychotic. I never saw anything like this in my life. Never. I don't know what to say. If I say any more, I'll get into more trouble than I'm already in. Do you think this is sanity? For Catholics in the Philippines to allow themselves to be nailed to a cross? I mean, there's no joke in this. This is insanity. I could see, I mean, what is this? What world are they living in the Philippines? I think they should be all brought to America. Anyone who is crucified in the Philippines should be brought in as an asylee. Because I guarantee they vote for a Democrat. There's no question about it. I mean, I can't see them voting for a Republican. No, I can't take it. In the world I'm living in is getting crazier by the day. I don't know. All right, what do you want to talk about? 855-407-2822. 855-407-2822. WABC, Mike, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Michael. How you doing? Before I mention one thing, would you please someday tell your listeners in New York who they can write or email to get the station to carry the last hour of your show? It's like they're trying to drive people to Wallbanger. It's really stupid.
Well, no. They're doing what they want to do. That's their prerogative. It's what I knew was going to happen from the beginning. I'm thrilled to be on ABC for 2 hours. And believe me, an hour of Wallbanger is not worth very much, especially unless you want to hear about his TV show.
I know, but it's...
Or unless you want to see him interviewing Ann Coulter, crossing her legs and flipping her hair and telling everyone to vote for Romney. I mean, that's very exciting. Or you could see Ted Cruz wearing an ice cream man suit.
Anyway.
All right, whatever. But okay, now give me the zinger. I know you're not happy with something I said about NASA, so go ahead. I don't care.
Show. Talk about the space shuttle. It was a 1972 Chevrolet. You know, they sold it as $25 million a mission. It wound up costing $1 billion a mission. It was time for that thing to go. Not that.
Right, so let's say on the face of it was a bloated government bureaucracy, right, like all others. Here's my concern. Instead of tightening up the government bureaucracy called NASA, Obama scrapped it entirely. By the same token, why doesn't he scrap the Bureau of BLM? Why doesn't he scrap the Education Department? Why doesn't he scrap HHS? Why doesn't he scrap Obamacare? Notice what he scrapped. Now, why did he do it? Because it had military elements in it that would render us less powerful. You know that China certainly hasn't backed off from space exploration.
Well, low Earth orbit, you're right, but don't we have military satellites and that kind of stuff still going up? I don't follow it all.
Well, I'm not an expert on what satellites we have. I could give you a glib answer. We do not have the space program that we had before Obama destroyed it. And he did not destroy it to save money, in my opinion. He destroyed it as part of his bigger plan to weaken America militarily in every other way. Now, I wish I didn't have to say it because, you know, hey, Mike, you're an intelligent guy. I can hear it in the way you presented yourself. But I got to tell you something. I lay awake at night sometimes after a show and I ask myself in the dark of night, am I being overly critical of Obama? Is what I say about Obama true? Is this man as bad as we think he is? And every time I ask that question and I think back on everything he has done, is doing, and will do, the answer is a resounding yes. He's worse than we think he is. And I think he has a vendetta against the United States. That's what I've come to. And I'm not saying this because of any other reason other than I'm worried about the country.
No, I agree, Mike. Michael, one last thing. You know, this BLM issue that you brought up and the rare earth minerals, you really might be onto something because up until now, the BLM has been in the pocket of the ranchers. It's basically like the FTC, the FDA. They've bent over and they have been an agent for the big ranchers and meat producers. All of a sudden, they're going against one of these guys.
Well, that's because Harry Reid, a month before this happened, appointed his chief of staff as the head of the BLM. How did that happen? That is, you know, this is like the movie Chinatown. This is bigger than the scandals that we saw in the 1920s and 30s with the most corrupt administration in history. And this guy is so corrupt that he doesn't even feel he can be touched by it. He's so arrogant he didn't even know to dummy up after it happened. Instead, he comes out and makes it worse. I mean, if this guy was as smart as he thinks he is, after it came out he was tied into this ranch scandal, he wouldn't have come out and called them domestic terrorists to raise the stakes on it. The whole world is looking now, what's Harry Reid's connection? What has he got involved? Is there any money involved? Why did he and his son care so much about a piece of land in the middle of the desert? They're going to find out there may be more than cattle and grass.
Well, dummy's the right word, Michael. You hit it. Dummy.
Well, he's no dummy. He's no dummy, but he's making a big mistake by escalating this crisis. That's my opinion. My opinion, that's all. Dummy he isn't. But I saw he slipped up today, and he says what went on up there was domestic tourism. Eric, play clip four again in case they missed it. Listen to the slip-up when he calls it domestic tourism instead of domestic terrorism, and you'll see what that means in a minute. Just play four. Let's hear
so
four.
These people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists. And I think that we are a country that people should follow the law. And what went up in Mesquite is not very good. I repeat, what went on up there is domestic tourism. Okay. Domestic terrorism, not tourism.
Maybe it was domestic tourism. Maybe the ranchers' supporters were just touring the range. They like to look at chaparral. Maybe they watched enough westerns to realize that the flora of the desert was an interesting subject. You never know. Could be they went there with the field guide to the flora of the Nevada desert. Maybe they were botanists. We never know. I know you only want to talk about that, but I can't do it 3 days in a row. I'm trying to cover the news. I mean, the rocket was good. Catholics nailing themselves to wooden crosses. That's a wonderful religion. I mean, when you talk about a religious ritual, and I thought that the satyrs that were 3 hours long were bad. This is unbelievable. I mean, sitting through an Orthodox Jewish seder, I thought for 3 hours was horrible. I went one, but they take this Good Friday thing to an extreme I never saw. Catholic devotees in the Northern Philippines are nailed to wooden crosses in a reenactment of Jesus Christ's crucifixion. My God. I mean, normally a seder is so long in an Orthodox Jewish home for a secular Jew or a Christian who's attending. They usually go out for a pizza during the Seder. They go down the street to excuse themselves and get a bite to eat till they give you the first piece of matzah. You could faint. You could have a low blood sugar incident and need an ambulance by the time you get the first bite. But that's what makes... See, I actually had a psychiatrist friend explain to me why Jews are so successful. He said, well, he's a Jewish psychiatrist. He said, because throughout the history of the Jewish people, they've trained themselves to deny themselves pleasure and put off pleasure. As example, by these long seders, you don't eat for 2 hours. The food's cooking in the kitchen and you can't eat it. You can only smell it. So Jewish people learn to wait for their reward. They don't get instant gratification. So that makes the kid a good student and a good worker. That's what he said to me. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
There's a trial going on in New York for one of the Muslim... extremists. I'm trying to be nice. I call him an Islamo-fascist, but I might offend some people. Abu Hamza al-Bahayim and Shachayim Yankel says that he's George Washington and Nelson Mandela. Defense lawyer Joshua Dreitel. Defense lawyer Joshua Dreitel compared the infamous Islamic cleric to Nelson Mandela and George Washington during opening statements at his terror trial in Manhattan Federal Court. See, this is what I love about Obama and Eric Holder, is that they're trying him in New York instead of at Gitmo. This is wonderful, so we can actually see the face of the madness in the government. Unbelievable. Mosque. Confronted at the mosque. Confronted at the mosque. Says he's George Washington and Mandela, said the lawyer. Who is this lawyer? Defense lawyer Joshua Dreitel? What, do you go to NYU or Columbia? Red diaper doper, baby. That's my guess.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome, 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 comrades. Welcome to Obama's New America. Welcome to the Russian Rock and Roll Friday Show. That's right. Our human astronauts now sit in the back of a Russian space bus at $80 million a seat. They're sort of the Rosa Parks of space. Oh, I mean, he's got to make up for the past. How better to make up for the past than to make our astronauts the equivalent of Rosa Parks? Put them in the back of the Russian space bus. And to top it off, make us pay $80 million a seat. It's terrific what's going on under Obama. It's a far, far better country than it's been, than it's ever been, and it's a far, far better place that we go to than we've ever gone. I'm giving you a twisted history lesson from a great piece of literature called The Tale of Two Cities. I remember that last scene with Sidney Carton from my high school days. They still read The Tale of Two Cities? I mean, I came from a family that were not educated, but they were very literate. They were self-taught. They knew more than most of the people running the country today. I had an uncle never went to college, but somehow he talked to me about that particular scene with Sidney Carton in the back of the cart going to the gallows in Tale of Two Cities, where he says, "'Tis a far, far better place that I go than I have ever been." I mean, I must have been 12 years old. Compare that to the uncles of today, what they tell you, the kid. Go ahead. Go ahead. Don't worry about it. I did the same thing. Go ahead. Try that joint. It won't hurt you. Go ahead. It won't hurt you. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. That's the world today. Yeah, I know what I'm saying. And tell you something else that I got to tell you. It's very important. And that's this I'm going to tell you right now. Are you ready for this? It's about dog training. It has nothing to do directly with training children, you know. But, you know, I was riding my bicycle today, and I saw that there's a car that specializes in obedience training for dogs. I heard it costs thousands of dollars. And, you know, I said, oh, well, what do they do, obedience training? I have a couple of dogs back home, and someone in my family thought that the dog trainer, the obedience trainer, would teach one of them, a Havanese, to stop crapping in the house. So he trained them, of course. I don't want to cost $2,000. I have no idea what he did, electroshock. Came back, crapped on the floor. So I thought back to my dog, Tippy, and my father, the old school. He said, here's how you train a dog. You get a newspaper, a daily news, you roll it up. The first time he craps on the floor, you rub his nose in it and crack him on the behind with the paper. I swear to God, the dog never did it again in the house. It didn't cost a dime for any obedience training. You roll up a newspaper, smack the dog, rub his nose in the crap, and the dog learned you don't do it here. The obedience trainers, they come back, they do it anyway for $1,500. You figure this out. I'm not suggesting you do that. It's in a new age today. We have to be, everyone has to do it their own way, you know. So just spend the money on it. I'm sitting in the studio. I'm getting emails that I locked someone out of the house with my obsession with locking doors. I swear to God, this is what goes on during my show. They hear doors are banging, glasses being banged on. There's no one here to open the door. I could ask for music, but I have to take another call. Manny on WMAL, go ahead, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Savage. And I share your passion, okay? And I want to tell you this before I continue. It's an insult what Harry Reid said to the Patriots out there. I was about to head out there on Monday to the Nevada ranch, you know, to join my brothers out there in the Bundy ranch. Let me tell you something. I have always been an admirer of the manner in which our country was founded. And today I'm a staunch advocate for refounding our wayward nation as it was intended by any means possible. I served my country in Iraq. I was United States Marine for 8 years, 9 months. I was medically retired back in 2011, 2 years in May, 3 years in May. Let me tell you something, Dr. Savage. I was willing to give my life in Iraq more than three times, three tours. I am more than willing to give my life here at home. He is inflaming.
Well, let's hope to God it doesn't come. It doesn't. Let's hope to God that Harry Reid doesn't push people like you over the edge.
Dr. Savage, I don't want to be going over the edge. I love my country. Who'd have thunk that, you know, I would be in this situation, all right, where I had so much disdain for the government of my country. I don't love...
But let me ask you something, Manny. I don't know you. You don't know me. I don't know your race. You don't know my race. Is this a racial thing, or is it based on some other reason that you have such distemper for Obama and what he's doing? What has he done that's provoking this rage?
You know, Dr. Savage, first of all, I'm an American. I was born in the island of Puerto Rico, okay? My family is all Puerto Ricans. I served with African Americans. I served with Anglo Americans, okay? Since we're going to go to the point of racism in this country that the administration is...
That's the game that they use. Anyone who criticizes him is called a racist. That's the game they've been using. How do you think Obama got where he got his whole life? What is he, that smart? He invented the cure for polio? He invented a technique. What did he do that he's worthy of the presidency? Nothing. He used affirmative action and the game.
Dr. Savage, you know, tyrants don't respond to peaceful protests.
That's correct. That's unfortunately true. That is unfortunately true. But, you know, we can't go any further, Manny. And I'm not a revolutionary. I'm only a talk show. So I have to say, God bless you and thank you for your service. Go to some of the other talk shows who consider themselves revolutionaries. We'll put on uniforms with you. I'm only an entertainer. That's all I am. I'm a mere entertainer. I mean, that's what the left says about me. I'm just a mere entertainer, and I'm not part of the Hollywood establishment, so I'm a bad entertainer. I mean, the good entertainers have naked pool parties with 15-year-old boys. If you want to really be a great entertainer, you've got to engage in that kind of pool party to get ahead in Hollywood, apparently. That's what I'm reading. I mean, that's some story. That is some story, my God. I mean, I can't believe it. Like, I didn't know it happened. Bryan Singer drops out of D.C. Creativity Conference with Joe Biden. Nice fella. Wonder what happened to his brain. The Triple X Men director, who is accused of sexually abusing a 17-year-old boy, is no longer set to appear at the May 2 conference along with the vice president, a source tells The Hollywood Reporter. Beleaguered ex-Triple X Men director Bryan Singer has dropped out. He's being sued by a 31-year-old man who alleges Singer sexually abused him as a teen in the late 90s. And the boy's name is Michael F. Agin, filed a lawsuit against Singer, saying he allegedly drugged and raped him. Imagine that. That goes on in Hollywood. I never would have known. Really? A man with a man in Hollywood? I can't believe it. A man with a boy in Hollywood? That's shocking. And he offered movie roles in return for sexual favors? That goes on in Hollywood? Or what do they think it is, Washington, D.C.? At a news conference this week, he also alleged that his mother reported the alleged abuse to the FBI in Los Angeles in 2000, but that the FBI ignored it. Well, it was Hollywood. I mean, it's the Federal Bureau of Hollywood, the FBH. But an FBI spokesman confirmed that a complaint had been made, but added, quote, "The suggestion that the FBH ignored evidence involving the victimization of a child is ludicrous." Bryan Singer's accuser says he was like a piece of meat to these people. Singer's attorney? Marty Singer? Wait a minute, Singer? Singer has an attorney named Marty Singer? Oh, the director who allegedly does is Bryan Singer. So he hired an attorney named Marty Singer. So all Singers now. I wonder if this is the Singer sewing machine. Anyway, all the Singers released a new statement saying, "The claims made against Bryan Singer are completely without merit. We are very confident that Bryan Singer will be vindicated in this absurd and defamatory lawsuit." And he goes on, "Attempt to get publicity at a time when Bryan's new movie, it opens in a few weeks," said Singer, about Singer. So apparently Singer is no longer going to be singing in the D.C. Creativity Conference, along with Joe Biden. Singer will not be heard singing at the Creativity Conference because, although he's one of Hollywood's most powerful people, he's no longer on the Washington, D.C. X list. They put a big X through Singer just from a mere X. You know, it's an accusation. I mean, that's all it is. I mean, you can really believe that goes on in Hollywood. You know that they're all clean and they love America. They don't disrespect America. They love the Bible. I mean, come on, Hollywood loves crosses in the Bible. They respect religion. You know that. I mean, every movie they make shows their respect for the Bible and the American family. Not for the boy to say they'd rape you on the side of a hot tub and you're just a piece of meat. That has to be absurd. We can't believe that anyone in Hollywood would do that to a young boy. I mean, any more than we believe Nancy Pelosi would wash the feet of an illegal alien. No, you can't believe that either, but there's a picture of it, no less. Can we get a Looney Tunes sound to go with the sound of the water splashing on the illegal's foot? Can you imagine what the illegals must think of this country? That a woman as powerful and as rich as Nancy Pelosi would wash their feet? They must know we're insane. Not only do they come here and abuse the country by taking advantage of the social services for which they're not entitled because they haven't put a dime into the system, but now one of the most powerful women in the world washes her feet. This is the world through a looking glass. I mean, you have to be Alice B. Toklas in order to understand this, never mind Alice in Wonderland. I mean, you have to be Alice B. Toklas on a joint to understand what's going on here. Nancy Pelosi washing the feet of an illegal alien? I'll tell you the truth. I mean, you know, I do need an Alice B. Toklas brownie right now to watch. Maybe it'll straighten me out. I don't know. 855-407-2822. The marijuana today is not your father's marijuana. It's toxic. It's a hallucinogenic, which is exactly why they're legalizing it. The reason all of the politicians want you to be doped up is so you can remain as stupid as you already are and become even more clouded and dumb. Did you see the study this week that even smoking a few joints a week permanently alters your brain? Well, it's all propaganda by Monsanto. Get a Monsanto bumper sticker out. Drive around with a bumper sticker that says Monsanto and against the XL pipeline, and that you're against global warming deniers. And keep smoking that weed like the moron that you are. Okay, I'm warning you. I don't care whether you do it. It's not a moral thing to me. You just want to be a complete moron your whole life and get nowhere? Or you want to wind up in a hot tub like a piece of meat? Keep smoking the marijuana. That's all. I mean, that's what I would tell a kid today. But no, they don't listen to anybody. They know more than you do. Laugh at anybody with an American flag or a cross. That's what they grow up thinking. Is there anyone that we have Dumbo in the White House that can get away with anything? Take a look at the voters. Take a listen to Harry Reid calling it a domestic tourism. Call supporters of Nevada Ranch domestic tourists. You hear? One of the most powerful men in the world calls, first he means terrorists and he calls them tourists. Then he gets so sedate, he says, I mean domestic terrorists, not domestic tourists, and they laugh. And the thugs, meanwhile, shot cows and shot bulls. By the way, you didn't see the police dogs that the thugs in BLM used. That was hidden by the news media. They brought police dogs the same way the thugs in the South unleashed them on blacks 70-some-odd years ago, 50 years ago, as a matter of fact. These thugs, these punks, these animals brought huge police dogs to unleash on the ranchers. But you didn't see any such pictures. All you saw was old Dumbo giving a funny face in the Daily News. I'll be right back. And welcome back to Chinese Rock and Roll Friday in honor of our great leader who has weakened us militarily, spiritually, morally, in every other way, permitting China to advance in space, Russia to advance on land, and us to retreat both in space and on land. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. But life goes on. I mean, they say living well is the best revenge, and tonight I will have dinner when the show is over. It's as simple as that. I will sleep tonight after the dinner is over. Actually, first I will watch television after having dinner. To drain my mind of any intelligence, I will watch television for a few hours in order to completely black my mind out. And all I'm thinking about is really where I'm going to go to dinner after the show tonight. This is my last show, the remote show from the week. I mean, I've been gone. Tomorrow I go home back to San Francisco to see what damage has been done to the city and to the state by the Democrat machine. I hope I can still catch the show of Nancy Pelosi washing illegal immigrants' feet. Well, where's that playing? Is it coming over the weekend? She washes the feet of illegal aliens. I hope she can do it again Saturday night, maybe Sunday. I'll catch the Sunday matinee of her on her knees washing the feet of illegals. There might be a lineup from the Mexican border if they hear about this. I mean, think about what's bad. Who would not want their feet washed by Nancy Pelosi? And wouldn't you? I mean, maybe I can get online. Maybe I can get on that line. I get on that line just to see. Imagine what fun that would be. Pelosi washing the feet of illegal aliens. This takes the cake. This will go down. You know, if this country ever survives this band of gangsters and criminals, and someone actually writes the history of the insanity that we've lived through, this has to be one of the great pictures of the entire, I don't have one word for it. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi prepares to pour water on the feet of Yamil Cruz, 10, with the help of Bishop Mark Andrews during a Holy Week foot washing ceremony at St. John the Evangelist Episcopal Church in San Francisco. There are so many ludicrous elements to this picture. Number one, why in an Episcopal church? She's a Catholic, isn't she? Why'd she have to go to an Episcopal church for this? Why? And if someone writes, she's absolutely shameless, bordering on blasphemy, someone writes. This is beyond shameless. I've never seen anything like this. And somebody writes, nobody uses the poor like props better than the Democrats. They say this woman has no shame. Someone says, looks like this hypocrite has truly left the rails. Another one says, my feet hurt and could use a little reflexology. Maybe she does reflexology on the side. This is beyond belief. It's beyond comprehension that a woman would stoop to this level to appeal to non-voters, and no one sees the hypocrisy in this. Pelosi assists in Holy Week foot washing ritual. No, when I come back to San Francisco, I hope it's still going on. I want to catch the Sunday matinee in the Episcopal Church. I want to see if I can get on that line. I really want to line up. Maybe I can get a free meal and have my feet washed. And I wouldn't mind a little reflexology for the migraines. That might help. Dog killed in attempted SF robbery. Always like a dog story. Did I tell you about my father's dog training techniques earlier? Did I get that in? I think I did. The newspaper and him rubbing his nose in the doo-doo. It worked. I don't know how it worked. You're not allowed to do that anymore. I think you get arrested for dog abuse. I don't do that to my dog. That's why he's still abusive. 10 years later, he still pees in the house. I refuse to take him for training. It's too expensive, and I won't hit him. Consequently, I have a brat for a dog. A born Democrat, my dog.
I do think that the system we have right now is broken. I'm not alone in that opinion. The only way to truly fix it is through congressional action. We have already tried to take as many administrative steps as we could. We're going to review it one more time to see if there's more that we can do to make it more consistent with common sense and more consistent with, the attitudes of the American people, which is we shouldn't be in the business necessarily of tearing families apart who otherwise are law-abiding.
Okay, so Obama says he's going to use executive orders to reform immigration without Congress. Now, what you don't know about the executive order is you can't make law with executive order. But he doesn't know that because he's only a constitutional scholar. Now, at the same time this is going on, the entire Democrat machine is working around the clock to make certain illegal aliens become citizens in time for the midterm elections and in time for the presidential election. And the ludicrousness of it is best exemplified by Nancy Pelosi on her feet, washing the dirty feet of immigrants. I don't understand this. Now, the reason she had to do it in an Episcopal church is because the Catholic Church, I think in some ways, I think they criticized her, right? So she became an Episcopalian now? But she did it in an Episcopal church, she washed their feet. What is the symbolism? I get it. I know the symbolism. But it's kind of disgusting, frankly, for the Democrats to be pandering to illegals like this. Tell me what you would think if you were a 10-year-old illegal alien and the most powerful woman in the United States of America next to Dianne Funkerstein is on her knees washing your feet. Tell me what you think of the country. You know they're a nation of morons, right? It's unbelievable to me. Have you seen the picture of Nancy Pelosi washing the feet of illegal aliens in a church? Does it not disgust you and make you think, is she crazy or what? Something's wrong with the picture. All right, let me take a caller on this. I've talked enough, even though it's a talk show. I mean, how much can I talk about this insanity? It gets crazier by the day. How could the... You know what I love is that the San Francisco newspapers, which hate religion, normally hate religion, is celebrating this. This they celebrate. This they celebrate. Okay, I'll take your call, see what you think about it. WABC in New York. Chip, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Chip?
In regards to Nancy Pelosi, number one, I am appalled as a Roman Catholic, number one. She's a progressive, what they call progressive Catholic, that's mimicking the Holy Thursday event that happened last night where Christ washed the feet of his disciples.
Yeah, but she's not Christ.
As a woman, she's doing...
Hold on. But for her to pretend that she's Jesus by washing feet, that unto itself is disgusting.
It is. It is. It's very disgusting. Anything she does, I'm more upset. Not upset. I don't get upset. She calls herself a Catholic. She should be excommunicated from the church. But
now hold on. This is what's interesting to me. She did this in an Episcopal church, not in a Catholic church. Why do you think that is?
Because Catholics say it wouldn't be allowed. It's not allowed, and it was a reenactment of what Christ did. Not as a woman. He wasn't a woman. He was a man, and that was the event that happened. She's doing it to placate it, And number one, makes it even more appalling, is doing it for the illegal aliens. They're not immigrants because they didn't earn their right to come here. So that's my point of view. I'm with you on the borders, language, and culture.
Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer, borders, language, culture. How smart do you have to be to understand that without borders, language, and culture, we have no nation?
Right.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
By little.
Everyone seems to understand that except the politicians. Thank you for the call. Episcopal Church. Episcopal Church. You see what goes on in Episcopal churches today? All right, I'll stop right there. My mother told me don't talk about religion or politics, you'll get in trouble. Boy, was she right. Boy, was she right. All right, let's move on to other topics. I know you only want to talk about the ranch. No matter what I do, no matter what topic, NASA, rockets, feet, it all comes back to the... And we're getting calls, we're getting flooded only on the ranch. It's a big topic, but, I mean, how could you not see it as a big topic? So Obama says he's looking for ways to go around immigration without Congress, meaning, you know, in other words, dictatorship. And not to be outdone, Hillary Clinton this week commended an incredibly brave illegal alien for revealing her status. You hear? That's brave now, for coming out as a criminal. Can you believe that we're living in a time like this? Listen to clip 12. Eric, find 12 with Hillary Clinton talking about how brave it was for an illegal to state that they're an illegal alien.
That was incredibly brave. And I thank you for doing that, because it's important to put ourselves in other people's shoes. That's one of the big hopes I have, is
what's
that
wrong with
we
these
can
people?
Get back to being a country where people can understand what others are going through.
Are you kidding?
And have empathy for it and really try to help each other.
Why don't you try to help the American taxpayers instead of worrying about deadbeats? What are they so obsessed with these illegal aliens for? Can anyone explain this to me? Please, I'm the son of an immigrant. Call this show and tell me why the Democrats are obsessed with the illegal alien. Tell me. I'm the son of an immigrant. My father came here legally. Legally, I said. My grandfather came here, worked his heart out, died at 48. My father worked as an immigrant. I'm a first-generation American. Why are these people, these illegitimate Democrats, why are they bending down, literally and figuratively, bending down before the illegal alien? Why? Answer. Answer. Money. Follow the money. Follow the money. The votes are the money. They're connected. Because without the illegal alien base, most of the big cities would not be dominated by the single-party Democrat socialist machines that we have running today. It was the illegal aliens that put them in power. So why do you think they're on their hands and knees? Because they need them to maintain their power, and power is money. It's that simple. And the American people are appalled by this. They're sickened by it. Yeah, oh, I believe in compassion. Oh, yeah. I believe in empathy, Mrs. Clinton. Why don't you have some compassion and empathy for those of us who respect our borders, language, and culture? Whenever they say immigration reform, they mean amnesty for illegal aliens. That's all they mean. That's all they mean. They mean nothing else. It's all about voters, 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 voters. By the way, I don't think that Clinton is a shoo-in, incidentally. There's a picture of her on Drudge that if the Republicans had any smarts, they would grab and use. But they won't. They don't have the guts. They're milquetoast like Romney. You know, it's like the guy in a Best Buy selling you a television set. What killed Romney, I mean, in the thing, he was winning. The first debate he won, slammed Obama to the mat. Obama was flummoxed, didn't know what hit him. Didn't know what, it looked like they took him out of a, all right, guy. He didn't know what hit him. So everyone said, wow, there's hope, Romney's going to win. The next two he threw. And look who they used, Candy Crowley, that creature they used. Set up a debater, what do you call a moderator, some moderator. Every question to Obama was like on their hands and knees. Everyone to Romney was with a sneer. I wouldn't have taken it. I would have said, you know, hey, Crowley, we know you're a Democrat. Knock it off already. Let me tell you what I think. Why can't they talk like that? Instead, they get a milquetoast. And you think Ann Romney was a help for him? Telling everyone that he does the laundry? That was great. Just what America needed, a president who does the laundry. We all wanted to hear that one. Oh, yeah, my husband's so cool, he does the laundry. That was good. That advanced him in the polls by minus 12. The whole campaign was run by those who wanted him to lose. I know who they were. The people who advised them are the same group that advised McCain. They are sellouts. They're a train wreck for the Republican Party. They're a train wreck for America. And as far as I'm concerned, they're traitors. But nevertheless, they're going to run him again? He's liable to have one person vote for him, Ann Coulter. What is that obsession of hers with? You know, she's irrelevant anyway today. It's sad. You know, 20 years ago, she was the hot chick on the block, the good-looking conservative with the hair flipping and the legs and the lipstick. She's reduced herself now to backing Romney. That's really a great, and that's really a winner. That's a winning person to back. It's like you're betting on a long shot at a racetrack, taking your last grub stake that you have. There's nothing left. Your books aren't selling anymore. No one listens to you. The only one who has you on is like wall banger every other day, still thinks you're sexy. You know, it's time for her to grow up and act like a woman instead of like a hot chick. No, if I were her, let's say a woman in her 40s, I don't know how old she is. I would say, you know, it's time to, like, dress appropriately for a woman my age and change the persona a little bit, like shorten the hair up a bit, lengthen the skirt a little bit, and use your brains because you're a very smart woman. You don't have to continue to be that coquettish right-wing chick. It don't work anymore. Well, what is this obsession of hers with that's the best we have on the right? I like Laura Ingraham. She's classy. I like the little cross. I like the... No, I like Laura personally. She's a friend of mine. I'm glad she got the little thing with ABC News. She's smarter than all those women at Fox News. They keep her down, though, because, you know, they're not based on brains. The one who's moving ahead there, what's her name? Blondie? Gorgeous, beautiful woman, but she looks bored to me. Like, she'd rather be home with the children. I forget her name, the blonde that's on Fox. I don't know her name. Oh, Kate something or other. Kate O'Connell. I don't know her name. What is it? I'm supposed to know it. You know who I mean. No one remembers anybody's name. But the nice blonde who they gave Hannity a slot to. Him they put into Siberia, the Siberian time. He said he loved it. He said he could spend more time with his family. A rush. It's like a guy gets fired from a corporation. He says, Mr. Smith is looking forward to spending more time with his family. Sure. Where was his family before he got moved aside? He didn't know he had one. Moya, they can't wait for him to sit at home and listen to my show and wonder why he can't catch up to me. I know I'm not supposed to say. All right, whatever. But who is that one? I can't remember her name. But she looks bored. I'm talking about the women in the media, the conservatives. And she's not really a conservative. She does a good job. But Ann has to change her gig, has to change the act. Let's see. She's skinny, so she doesn't need pantsuits. So let's start with that. Let's start with an outfit. Let me decide what kind of outfit. Like suit? Like a business suit. I don't like to see women's legs when they're talking. I can't listen to them. Yeah, and Megyn Kelly. Martin Kelly. She has children. She wants to be home. You can see how bored she is. Her ratings went up because she was a new kid on the block. Everyone was tired of Hey Abbott there. They moved Hey Abbott. I said, look at that. Hey Abbott's show looks better now. There's a woman there. Then they got used to it. They turned it off. But if I were Coulter, I'd say, okay, no pantsuit. That's for Hillary. That's when you start to look like the yeast woman. Like the doughboy, you have to put on a pantsuit. Ooh, watch out for an older woman in a pantsuit. Look out. Watch out. You know you're going to get it good. So she can't use a pantsuit. She's too skinny for that. How does she keep her weight down, I wonder? That's a secret. That's like a... You know, if I were her, I'd stop writing political books. I would do, like, the Coulter diet. And a diet book would probably work right now. There's money in that. There's always money in that. Even a Coulter line of diet supplements. That might work as well. But, okay, so she can't do pantsuits. A skirt. Okay, a womanly business suit. Over the knee. Not above the knee. No thigh. Above the knee and shoes. Cut down on the platforms. Cut back from the red lipstick. It's like Project Runway now. I'm doing Project Runway for conservative women. Cut back with the coquettishness after the age of 40. That's number one. Number two, back off on the redness and the lipstick. Go to pink. Number three, stop with the hair flipping. You're not 20 years old at Bryn Mawr anymore. A cut it back page boy would work. Number four, get a small cross on your chest if you want to appeal to the, you know what I'm saying? Don't be ashamed of it. That's not a bad idea. I mean, I know what I'm talking about. I'm a media a savvy guy. I mean, it's like Project Runway for conservative women. No one's ever done this. Why not? Why shouldn't I do it? It's Rock and Roll Friday. I'm rocking and rolling here. I'm having a good time. The minute I come back, I'll take your calls right here on the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Join us.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath.
This song is dedicated to Nancy Pelosi, who seems to have an obsession with washing the feet of illegal aliens. All right, turn it off. It's enough already. It's Rock and Roll Friday on the Savage Nation. The funniest thing I did today was Project Runway for conservative women. Did it on the Natch. Made it up as I went along. I think it was fun. Hope you enjoyed it. It was done in good spirit. I'll be hated anyway. What are you going to do? Kevin, whatever you do in radio, someone's going to love you, someone's going to hate you. They're not going to ignore you, though, if you know what you're doing. That's the one thing. What a show it's been. I started with the rocket to resupply cargo and how Obama gutted NASA and the military. We talked about the Bundy rant situation, Harry Reid getting blundered, all blundered up, calling it a space tourism, almost, he said. Instead of terrorism, he said tourism. Oh, boy. Woo. Now, in Pelosi washing feet, some of that led to my project Runway for Conservative Women. I don't have to, like, someone has to advise them on how to dress. You know, I think Laura Ingraham has it right. Classy. Well, but she's a classy woman, you know. Top flight law degree and everything else. I once heard her speak Russian. She once visited me on the West Coast. I took her to a little Chinese, Japanese restaurant. There were some guys at the next table who were Russian speaking. She turned around and said, "Panyumayesh parus." I didn't know what they were talking. I don't know how she knows Russian, so, like, fluent. Fluent, speaks so many languages. So she knows how to dress. Demure, dignified. That's what we need. You don't have to wind up looking like Nancy Reagan. I mean, I'm not asking for curtsying. We're not talking about that kind of look. We don't want an over-the-hill look. It's a hard thing to be a woman. Let me tell you that. I wouldn't know what to do. One thing about being a man is like, say, you want to go to dinner? Sure, I'll be ready in 2 minutes. I could be in it, like, naked. Within 2 minutes, I shirt, pants, out. Nothing. A woman needs time. I don't know what it is with the makeup, with the... I don't know, everything I have to do. Poor women. Men don't have to go through it. You throw water on your face, you brush your hair back, right? Pants, hopefully underwear, unless you're Larry David. Pants, a shirt, shoes, and boom, you're in the car. Tonight I'm thinking of Chinese. I in my mother's honor, she's dead so many years, I may go to the Hunan place she used to eat in. Way out, way out. I went there once. The food was so bad. Probably accounted for killing more people in the area than a toxic water supply. Look at this menu, Mugu Gai Pan, Buddhist Delight, Egg Foo Young. It's so old-fashioned Chinese. I'm used to the best living in San Francisco. I get the best sewer shrimp imaginable. Out here, they get the bad sewer shrimp from China. In San Francisco, we get the big, good sewer shrimp. I don't eat shrimp anymore. I stopped. There's no such thing as a good shrimp for me anymore. But I may go there just... I want to ask where my mother sat. I once went. The woman looked like I was crazy. I said, do you remember a woman who came in? Why does she know they all look alike to her? I mean, all the women look like my mother to her. That's what I mean. Not the other way around. Don't accuse me of anything. They didn't know her from there. But she liked Hunan. I had no idea until years after she was gone. I'm a Hunan lover. Kong Pao chicken. Kong Pao chicken. Scallops with garlic sauce. I like a scallop now and again if I get it from Prince Edward Island personally. I want to know where it went to school, the scallop I eat. Shrimp I won't touch anymore. Cherry blossom beef. What in the heck could that be? I don't trust anything with a cute name. You know they're covering something up with a flower. Yeah, boneless ribs. Boneless ribs. How could you have a rib without a bone in it? How could there be a boneless rib? I could see a spineless Democrat, not a boneless rib. You know, I don't understand that one.
Join the Savage Nation.
It's terrible being a woman. I wouldn't be, if I were a woman, I wouldn't be in the media. It wears on them much worse than on men. You know, you don't want to believe this. I'm telling you, the stress of the media is horrible. And look what it's done to me. But the thing is, imagine if I were a woman, I would have been dead 10 years ago from the stress of the media. Women are not made to take this kind of burden. They're made to take stress like you can't believe. It's why they outlive us. Women are tougher than men in many ways, but not in this way. A woman bears a child. Let's start with the basics. A woman bears a child, and there's no man on earth who could take that pain. In the same way women do on a regular basis. Men couldn't take it. They would die from the pain. They died from it. So women can bear a tremendous amount of pain and suffering. Just living with us is enough. Listening to us is enough of pain for 10 lifetimes. But no, in all seriousness, the media is a different kind of stress, though, than bearing a child. I think the media in some ways is a different kind of stress altogether than almost anything else. But either you're made for it or you aren't. And I don't want to sit here and boast about it, but this is Good Friday, after all, and crucifixion is in the air, so I figured I'd talk about the stresses and strains of being in the media. Let's be fair. I mean, the only reason you listen to me is because I crucify myself on a daily basis on the show. The day I stop crucifying myself, you won't find me funny. That's the funny thing about being funny, is you have to crucify yourself to be funny. You don't understand that about people who make jokes. It's like, fundamentally, you got to crucify yourself to be funny. You look at the great comedians, fundamentally, the best ones are crucifying themselves. The really best ones do it in a classy way. They don't revert to dirty words, which is all they can do today. Well, they use filthy, dirty words, putting themselves down in the most disgusting manner. That's not funny. I can be funny when I want to be funny. I have a funny bone. It's either in you or it isn't in you. And I'll tell you, on a Friday, after all the hell this country's going through from this faker in the White House, and seeing Pelosi kissing the feet, literally, of illegal aliens, them all bending over backwards, and the Bundy thing with Harry Reid, I mean, it's no wonder I moved into the issue of the runway. Because I can only take so much. How do you feel about Pelosi washing the feet of illegal aliens? Is that the craziest thing you've ever seen in your life? Ever? I mean, I never saw anything like it. Nothing as insane as that. Never. Okay, whatever. KKOH in Nevada. KKOH in Reno. Paul, you're on the Savage Nation. Paul, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Mike, you got one busy show there, brother. And, you know, the first thing I want to tell you, you're a great American.
No, I'm not. Lieutenant Behenna is a great American. That's something used by the con men on the right. They call themselves, any man who calls himself a great American is a putz.
Hey, guess what?
Any man who calls himself in public a great American who's not in the military is a putz, as far as I'm concerned. Only Wahlberger could say he's a great American to that other doofus. Hey, you're a great American. No, I'm a great American. No, you're a great American. No, I'm a great American. It's like Art Carney and Jackie Gleason with the hats, like skunk hats. There's a certain great American club. Hey, great American, how are you? Oh, no, you're a great American. No, I'm a great American. Hey, great American, it's all American. Ah, a bunch of schmendricks. No wonder Democrats laugh at them. Me, they can't laugh at. They're afraid of me. That's why they don't mention me. They know I got their game. I got their number. I got their number from day one. I know what they eat. I know what they sleep. I know what they think. I know their games. So they're afraid of me. Make believe I don't exist. But I exist. 20 years in the business, they know who I am. Hunan Palace. I'm still looking at the dinner menu during the breaks. I don't know whether I'm going to bring myself to go where my mother used to eat. She passed away years ago. But I come back to the old country here. On vacation, I want to go in the restaurant where she ate, but the food is so horrible. I just can't bring myself to it. I'll stay home and drink beer instead and eat leftovers, that's all. I'm not going to go there. Horrible, the thought of Chinese food again tonight. What do you think about Hillary Clinton? Do you think she could win? I don't. Matthew Continetti wrote a great article on thefreebeacon.com where he says, Hillary falls to earth. And he said, recent events have exposed weaknesses in Clinton's supposedly impregnable armor. Gaps through which a Democratic or Republican challenger could damage, even defeat her. And he's right, I don't want to read the whole thing. Her favorable ratings are down, blah, 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 blah. And when she was asked to name her single biggest accomplishment, they went dead. Nothing. Nothing. She has nothing to talk about. Tell me what her legacy is that she's going to run on. What, that she's a woman? Is that enough? Is that enough to run as a woman? That's enough for a woman? Why would a woman vote for another woman who has a history in America of being what she is? Tell me why. She's not particularly liked even amongst Democrat women. First thing you have to understand is a woman is a woman first and political second. And they don't like her as a woman because she's got like a certain thing about her that's very grating. And one thing women can pick up on is like their radar about women is they know this woman is not the kind of woman that they want to run a country. To be running their country. That's what I think. I mean, there are women that they may say, okay, I'd like that woman to run the country. I don't think they're going to say she's the kind of woman we want to, because women can feel it. They can sense it. And I don't think even Democrat women would vote for her. I think they'd rather have someone else. I don't know who. Maybe Jill Biden. Who knows? Jill Biden could run for all we know. I mean, Democrats are shameless. Why not bring her out? Jill Biden could run. Maybe they can get someone from Hollywood to run. I mean, Demi Moore for president. What do I, the same... You know, Demi Moore for president would make as much sense as Hillary Clinton, as far as I'm concerned. I don't even know who Demi Moore is. I've had their name once in the pod. Did you see that story that I talked about earlier? That guy, the raping the hot tub? It's disgusting. I don't understand this. Triple X men. says Drudge. Director accused of preying on 15-year-old aspiring actor. Now, his name is Singer, and he has an attorney named Singer, so don't get confused with the sewing machine company either. But the fact of the matter is, this is a hot story, and it's pretty unbelievable, because it says it exposes Hollywood's sordid underbelly. Well, I find it absurd to believe that men in Hollywood would tell young boys that they have to have sex with them in order to get ahead. I don't really believe that. We all know, after all, Hollywood is so religious and family-oriented. They respect family values and religion. Why would they ever do that to young boys? I mean, I don't believe it at all. I think it's all made up. You know, people in Hollywood are just so kosher. I mean, they're so kosher. They'd never do that to a boy. That's sick. I really don't understand. I mean, that's why you have to really watch out what you believe in this world. 855-407-2282. Anything else in the news? Boehner and GOP leaders pledge business execs they will move on immigration reform this year. Ooh, God. That's not good. What'd you expect from him? Boehner looks like the kind of guy in a... he's not a bad man, don't get me wrong. But my job is to be a commentator, not to be a booster of everything Republican, okay? I'm an independent conservative. But you look at Boehner, I said, drinks four roses in a cheap bar, can't wait to go home, take his clothes off, take a shower, have a beer, watch television. In that sense, good. But the leader of the Republican Party, sorry. And they tell me Four Roses now is a high-end brand. I didn't know that. In my day, it was a cheapo. The Bimmies drank it in a bar on 9th Avenue. Look how things change. I don't know, but he looks like the kind of... He bought a condo, they say, already in northern Florida. So he'll be my neighbor. How do I know? I better be very nice. I can meet him on the beach yet, walking a dog. Hey, how you doing here? Want to come in for a shot? I'm John Boehner, and I once ran the Republican Party. No thanks, John. I don't have time right now for a drink. All right, we're running out of time here. It's 18 minutes after the hour. We have no open lines as usual. I'll be right back.
Joy.
I do these peanuts during a show. My throat closes up. So let me drink some water here. I love the taste, and it gives me a choke job. So the article just came out from WorldNet Daily on the Behenna interview I did yesterday. It's going to be up on michaelsavage.com. We're going to send it out on my Twitter and Facebook feeds. If anyone links it, it would be nice. You know, big sites don't touch anything I do. But it's an incredible article for him, not for me. And I don't need the publicity. I want it for him. Released Army Ranger, remember imprisoned colleagues. Leavenworth 10 seen as victims of untenable rules of engagement. It's a heartbreaking story what Bush did to these men. In an interview Thursday with Michael Savage, he called Behenna an American hero. You can read it. I don't want to get sad right now. It's Friday. Give me a break already. I'll read it Monday when I'm in a depressed mood. That's what I'll do. I'll save it for Monday when I come back from the trip and I'm hungover and jet-lagged. I'll read the article on Monday and run the MP3 again. I'll be ready to collapse before the show gets started. Diane in Pennsylvania on WIOK. Diane, welcome. You're okay to the Savage Nation.
Yes, Dr. Savage, I have to say a reason why I think you should run for president, and I am very serious. As you know, we need a good-looking president, and you are good-looking.
Wait a minute. I'm a radio guy. I have a face for radio. How do you know what I look like?
Oh, no, Dr. Savage, you will get the women out voting.
Wait, hold on now. How do you know what I look like since I'm on radio? How do you know what I look like?
Because I look at your website. I was one of the women that actually followed you when you went off the air.
Oh, you've been with the show a long time.
Absolutely.
Let's say I have the kind of looks that doesn't appeal to everyone. But look, I'm blessed with other attributes. I'm not in it for the, you know, for the good. I'm about as good looking as Harry Reid. You talk about a guy who couldn't get elected, Harry Reid. I mean, the only place he'd get elected would be in Nevada, where the sagebrush votes. If sagebrush rolls down the road, they sign it up. They fingerprint the plant. They take the plant and they imprint it in the voting records. what a world it is. So, what do you want to talk about? The Project Runway? I think that's one of my better ideas. It's very funny. I really do. I think it's very nice. Pierre on KSFO, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hello, Mr. Savage. I just want to talk about Ann Coulter and how hot she is.
She was on a Leica show.
She may be hot. Listen, Pierre, sorry? in the day when she was younger, the dress was appropriate. My point was it's no longer appropriate for her to dress like a young chick.
But nevertheless, she looks good. And I also want to ask you about...
But what are you, like a guy who likes older women or an older guy who likes younger women?
I like both. I go both ways.
Wait a minute now. Did you get that again? All right, the idiots keeps calling about a pervert, some sex talker is going to go on the air. No one could compete with me. Whoever they put opposite me winds up like Sitting Bull, sent in a railway car to the stockades. They could put anyone on opposite me. They could dig up George Washington's false tooth and with the DNA make him into a man and put him on the radio. He couldn't compete with me. I'd still beat him. You can't do it from a wooden tooth, okay? I understand that. You have to do it from the plaque to get the DNA. Okay, George Washington's plaque, but it's gone by now. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. Can I ask you something? Today is Good Friday. Will all of you Christians do me a personal favor? Would you go to the Michael Behena website for me and give a donation? Help the guy get back on his feet. I mean, come on. I don't get any money out of it. It goes right to him. I don't want anything. I'm not one of these guys who skims off the top. The interview I did with him yesterday was very touching. Many people understand that. And here's a guy who was in prison for 5 years for defending our nation because of her Bush, given a 15-year sentence simply because he did his job and all he wanted to talk about were the men left behind in Leavenworth. You hear? Other Marines and soldiers serving from 10 to 40 years, all because of Bush's rules of engagement, catch-and-release policies, political correctness that have basically hobbled our troops in a combat zone. So help him out, help the others out, go right to his website, go to Defend Michael website. Or if you want, go to michaelsavage.com, it'll link you to his website. And I'm going to try to help him, you're going to help him buy a car, and if I don't have the money by next week, I'm going to give him the money to buy a car. But Hannah said he needs to purchase a vehicle, he has a job lined up that will begin in the middle of May, cattle ranching and farming in northern Oklahoma. He said, I want to get out in the country and live a quiet life. I mean, you got to listen to the interview, the MP3 on michaelsavage.com. This is what makes radio useful. That's all. Just go there and give something to the guy. You know, I'm watching some of the video footage of what these bums did in the ranch standoff. They had large German shepherds barking at the women and children ready to bite them. The same way the Nazis used such dogs in concentration camps. Is this the kind of government you want in your country? Is this the government you want Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton? Is this what you want? Police dogs unleashed on American people? It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And that's all I'm going to say right now. Let's take some calls on the program. Bruce on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation.
I want to thank you. You allow me to keep my blood pressure down. You allow me to laugh and present a joyous time. All your books over the years I've given to my grandchildren. My daughter's raising them according to your principles. Dr. Savage, I thank you so very, very much.
That's an amazing call on Good Friday. I mean, I feel crucified some days by the work I do, but I'm not trying to be facetious. I mean, the truth is, the media is a crucifixion unto itself. To do this right, you have to put yourself out on the line here. But have you read my novels, Abuse of Power and The Time for War?
Yes, sir, and I have your train tracks. I've got all your books.
Oh, you're a real devotee. I love it.
6 years ago, you sent a book to my mom, autographed it, and my mom went home to be with the Lord. But, you know, Bruce, he's a little rough, isn't he? I'm the Dancing Dan guy from Long Island Railroad. Brotherhood Whitney Lodge, 11060. Dr. Savage, I love you.
I don't know if it was a promo for another show or not. I didn't even understand it. It was done so quickly, so subliminally, that he could have been promoting another radio show for all I know. It was, watch out when they compliment you. That's all I can say. There's a few rules in radio. Can I tell you what they are? I learned them the first month in the business 20 years ago. One, never accept listener food gifts in the mail, especially in San Francisco. Dear Dr. Savage, Bruce and I would love you to eat some of this cake. We baked it just for you. That goes in the trash. Or you give it to Mr. Softy as a gift, whatever. The other kind of gift is, dear Dr. Savage, John and I own a winery. We bottled this wine just for you. You break it on a sidewalk. Like the grapes of wrath, you know, you let it run in the street. You don't drink the wine made for you special. You don't take wine or food from listeners. You don't know what's in it. What would you like to talk about in the waning moments of the show? Because you know, once I go off the air, you got nothing till Monday. Nothing. It's like a black hole. Nothing. I mean, I go off the air 6 o'clock on the East Coast. Who's going to listen to the radio after 6 on a Friday? Some do. I get it. I used to be on at night. I once served my time in Siberia. It's like Leavenworth Prison, the night show. You have to do what you have to do. I was willing to do it in order to get the day shot to take over the wall banger slots, which I did. But the thing is that most people turn a radio off at 6. It's enough already. They heard it all day long from the morning till the night. On the West Coast, it's early still. It's only going to be 3 o'clock when I get off the air. All right, so they listen on the West Coast. They got another couple of hours. They listen to the Constitution. That's good enough. Again, George Washington comes on the air and... What do you expect? That's all. What would you like to talk about? Let me look at some news here. Behenna released. It's on my website. I want you to read it. I'll put it in. So I'll talk about Monday. The WND story on Behenna interview is now up on michaelsavage.com. I want to see if it's up. Bear with me. I'm going to go to michaelsavage.com, my website. Yes, I want to plug it because I want you to get the free newsletter you get here. The Sewer Pipe of Hollywood Exposed. That's my top right story. 300 men naked in a pool. Why is the water red? Oh, it's the lighting. I'm sorry. Okay. I was off on that. It's the lighting, the red lights. Okay, I get it. Who would have thought? 300 naked men in the pool, that's Hollywood? That's going to set back the entire, narrative of Savage interviews Army Ranger Michael Behenna. That's there. Pelosi should wash her own dirty laundry, not illegals' feet. That was my little headline. China boasts U.S. Marines would be like marching band in an all-out fight. I hope they're wrong. But under Obama, who knows? Who knows anymore what was done to the military? Major Democratic donor indicted over campaign contributions. Sun Singh Shatwal. Nice fella. New Jersey man and woman accused of making bomb threats at two schools and courthouse. They both have, one has a beard, the other one has a headdress. I don't think they're nuns and priests somehow. 6 in 10 voters say Obama lies in important matters. Only 6 out of 10? What else is in the news? Read the interview with Savage in the New Yorker. It's been up for too long. Savage protects Teddy protects Savage from the dentist. That's a cute picture. I missed the dog. I haven't seen him for 10 days now. I call every day. I call the dog. Said, how is he? Fine. Is he eating? Yes. Does he miss me? I don't know. Is he showing any sign of despair? No. Don't be so egotistical. He'll remember when you come home, but... Oh, I love the little guy. I miss him upside down on the bed, backwards, television. How does he watch television backwards? I don't get it. When you think about it, here's the thing. If I'm watching TV in bed at night, obviously I'm propped up on a pillow. I got the clicker. The feet are, okay, feet are in front of me. TV's in front of me, right? The dog, though, can't watch a television show because they're not men on their back and see it. Somehow they don't have the thing worked out. They don't understand about propping. So they lay the other way. He lays backwards with his head toward the TV. So that means he's watching the show upside down. Never realized it till this minute. He's watching the TV show upside down. That's what he's doing. Maybe he has dyslexia. You just said it. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. I don't understand this. Maybe he doesn't even watch it. Sometimes he'll lay on his chest, and I see him watching TV, and I try to wonder if he's actually... I say, is he really watching the show? So I sneak around, and I give a look, and I see the glow of the TV in his eyes. So he is watching. He is watching. I think his favorite shows are like Obama Lying, which is everything. He always asks me with the poi, taps, if he sees Obama, he wants more of it. If he's giving a speech on the wonders of illegal aliens or why we need to... Yeah, feet washing, Nancy Pelosi washing feet, or when I play... The Looney Tunes thing around Nancy Pelosi speeches. Lancy Pelosi. 855-400-728. There's more stories. Let me go to the next headline series for you. We'll go to Fox News now. Ridiculous. Administration punts on Keystone. Obama faces Dem revolt. The Dems even want Keystone. This guy is so bad that even the Democrats hate him. Announces ahead of the holiday weekend that he's extending a key review period for the Keystone XL pipeline. This guy is so backwards that even moderate Democrats and unions wanted the pipeline. They know they need it. But this guy is so sold out to the most extreme elements of American society that he puts a kibosh on it. Crisis in Ukraine. Pro-Russian militants refuse to vacate buildings. Okay, nothing to say about that. Fox has already come out against the rancher, by the way. Yeah, Fox News already painting him as a bad guy. Oh, yeah. I knew that would happen. Yep. I knew that they would turn on the rancher and the people in the field. You wait and see. Wait and see what Roger Ailes does to them. Wait and see. You'll see what's going on. I mean, it's terrible what Fox News is becoming. Some of the talkers are excellent, but boy, oh boy, the leadership. It's time for them to move on like Alfred Hitchcock. Fox is becoming like Alfred Hitchcock presents. You don't know what you're going to get next. Let's see. What else is in the news? The guy hung himself in the South Korean ferry incident. He used to have honor in Asia. They still have honor. The guy was rescued. That he was so ashamed that the kids died, he hung himself. Yeah. I can't finish that paragraph nor that thought with regard to our officials, can I? I get in trouble. Next thing, I'm going to knock on the door. At least they have honor there. And then, you know, they screw up. Even in the corporate world, if they do a thing like that. I'll never forget this long ago. 30 years ago when I was in the health field, there was an incident of tainted blood transfusions in France. And it was so bad, this was before AIDS, but the blood was tainted, people died. The director of the equivalent of human services went to prison in France for this, even though she had nothing to do with it, because she was ultimately responsible. They sent her to prison. I like that idea. This is my idea of what a government should be, responsible, right, and pay the penalty for mistakes. If that were the case, the entire administration would be in jail. They'd be in Fort Leavenworth for the rest of their lives for what they've done to this country. But what are you going to do? Now let's go to some callers on the Savage Nation. WBAP in Dallas. Leslie, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Dr. Savage. I'm a longtime listener since I lived in, when I used to live in Georgia.
All right, and what's on your mind?
I think that Clive Bundy is to this generation of what Sitting Bull was to that generation back in the 1800s.
And what happened to Sitting Bull?
Well, recently we bought the HBO movie Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee.
You know what I'm saying, but what was the end? The end of Sitting Bull wasn't a very pretty story.
Right, he was killed, he lost his life.
Yeah, let's hope that your comparison isn't that apt. I mean, we don't want to see Bundy, you know, executed by the government. But you've got to understand, governments are cruel and vicious. And governments very rarely retreat, nor do they ever back down. Almost never do they back down. I'll tell you what I fear. I fear that this is going to become the shootings at Kent State the next time. Remember that little incident? When the students who were protesting the war got shot, those of you who are old enough to remember. Don't think a government won't do it. They will do it. They've done it in the past, and they'll do it in your lifetime. They're vicious. That's why they go into the government. What do you think they go into the government for? Because they're nice people? If they were ordinary people, they would become a doctor, a lawyer, a dentist, a talk show host, a business person, a nurse. These are usually the meanest people on the planet who are power mad. And they like lording it over people. And the only way they can do it is through bureaucracy and laws. They're nasty, evil people by and large. Not all of them, but the leadership is usually pretty awful vicious. So don't expect this to end nicely. Okay? And don't expect them to back down the next time. They'll unleash the police dogs on them, number two. Then Obama will really be seen for what he is. Next, they'll get out the water hoses. Maybe Al Sharpton can man the water hoses on the people out there in the ranch. You know what side he's on this one. 855-407-2822. Savage Nation, michaelsavage.com, the website. There's only two ways to get a neck injury. One, a car accident. Two, being a talk show host and looking at the computer for 3 hours a day. The left side of my neck is shot. No, the trapezius. I never am going to a body worker again as long as I live. I had one a few months ago. She almost killed me. I never let anyone touch my body, by and large. It's like sacred. It's my body. I don't like body work. I'm from another generation. I don't like it. I don't believe in it. I don't need it. Something bothers me. I rub it. I went. They talked me into it. Body work. I went to this woman. She pressed my neck. I was an hour into it. It was like a massage. I was relaxed. She went into the neck. I haven't recovered to this day. Nah, I don't like it. I don't like them touching. It's always some trick. They always want to. So they manipulate. Who goes into body work but people like to control you? It's like government agents. They control you. I'm just joking. No, many people believe in it. They swear by it. I'm just kidding. I have many body workers who listen to me. I love it. I'm going to get 8 calls now. Michael, I'm a body worker and I'm no hippie. I'll be right back. It is the Savage Nation. Listen, in the waning minutes of the last hour, the big news that just broke is that the deceiver, the great deceiver in the White House, just pushed off the Keystone XL pipeline decision, riling not only conservative Republicans, but Democrats who want the proposed Canada to Texas pipeline approved. They went crazy. And listen to the lies that Obama used. The State Department said it's giving agencies additional time to weigh the Keystone pipeline. Why? Because of all the unprecedented number of new public comments, roughly 2.5 million of them received during a comment period that ended in early March. Well, I would only hope that the commander-in-chief would listen to the 25 million comments he's going to receive about his executive order to grant amnesty to the illegal aliens. All of a sudden, these rats care about public comments. See, hang them by their own petard, these lying SOBs. The State Department says they're not going to pass on the XL pipeline right now because they have to review the 2.5 million comments from the public. Okay? How about the comments on the illegal aliens and amnesty? Instead of washing their feet, why don't you read our emails? And so I say hang them by their own petard. When they lie to you and say that the American people want amnesty for illegals, give it back to them in spades. What a bunch of liars. I told you the government is not to be trusted. But I'm not alone anymore. 11 Democratic senators are freaking out over this. Freaking out over this. Including Mary Landrieu, a Democrat, who finally understands in a tough re-election year she better start to be on the side of reality. And she said there are 42,000 jobs and $20 billion in economic activity and a North America's energy security at stake. But Obama, the deceiver, decided to push it down the road. There's another reason for it. It has nothing to do with the environment. It has to do with the fact, in my opinion, that railway cars currently bring the oil in from Canada to our refineries, and the railways are owned by Warren Buffett, one of Obama's principal supporters and donors. And whenever there's money at stake, well, you know the rest of the story. It's the Savage Nation. Have a nice weekend.